in. Oh, George, we've got company.
Well, this is Bill Goodwin speaking for Lever Brothers, ladies and gentlemen, the makers of Swan, the new white floating soap. It's Tuesday night again, and that means another pleasant visit with George Burns and Gracie Allen, their guest Eddie Cantor, and Paul Whiteman and his music. And now, meet the people who live in the Burns house, George and Gracie. Well, George is a very happy man this morning. He's on his way downstairs now, bubbling over with good cheer, never dreaming that fate is about to slug him. You see, he's forgotten completely that this is the day on which Gracie's club, the Beverly Hills Uplift Society, meets at his house. Well, here he comes like a lamb to the slaughter.
I'm sitting on top of the world and rolling along and rolling. Hey, Gracie! Gracie! Where are you, sweetheart? Sweetheart! Ah, bless her heart.
Probably out working in the garden. Hope she left the morning paper in the library.
Oh, no. No. It can't be the club. Not on a lovely day like this.
Were you looking for me, dear?
Yes, I was. In spite of all I've said, you brought those dames over here again?
Oh, yes. We're having a marvelous meeting. Did you hear all the girls laughing? Vicky Gruskin just told us the funniest joke. Oh, she's so witty.
Yeah, I'll bet.
I'll tell it to you in her own words. I know you'll appreciate it. Two Irishmen named Pat and Mike met each other on the street one day and...
Well, go on.
Oh, we laughed so hard that we never heard the rest of it. Oh, honestly, George, she ought to be on the stage.
Oh, sure. Gracie, all I ask is this. Today, please make the meeting short.
Yes, dear. All right, girls, all right. Girls, come to order, please. The Beverly Hills Uplift Society's third semi-annual meeting of this month will now continue. Our charming secretary will read the minutes of the last meeting. Girls, our secretary. Thank you, girls. The last meeting of the Beverly Hills Uplift Society was held on the sidewalk outside of Mrs. Bagley's house at the request of Mr. Bagley. Mrs. Bagley refused for quite some time to grant his request, but in the end, Mr. Bagley convinced her. By the time the meeting was over, she felt much better and the swelling had practically disappeared. By the way, Clara, is your husband still annoyed with you?
I don't know, Gracie. He won't be allowed visitors until tomorrow.
Oh, I see. The society then voted on its officers for the coming year, and Mrs. George Burns was re-elected our president. The election was very close. In fact, it was a tie. And your president pro tem, Mrs. George Burns, had to cast another vote to break the tie. The final score, Mrs. George Burns received two votes and all you other girls one vote apiece. Now, girls, did you all bring in your waste kits and fats today? You know, the government needs the waste fats to make bombs and bullets.
Oh, that's fine.
Now, turn it over to Tootsie and she'll take it over to Louis, the butcher.
Well, Tootsie, why do you give us 2 cents a pound more than the butcher does? Aren't you losing money on it?
Yes, but Louis is so handsome.
And he says that as soon as I brought in 40,000 pounds, he'll take me to see Gentleman Jim.
That's nice. Now, girls, I have a wonderful surprise for you. I found a woman who's just dying to join our club.
Oh, what is she like?
Well, she's a lovely woman, and her name is Ida Cantor.
Is she married?
I think so. I believe her husband's name is Teddy or Freddy or something like that.
Now, Gracie, you know it's the rule of our club never to take in a new member unless we know something about her husband.
Oh, we'll investigate him, all right. I'll tell you what. I'll ask George if he knows anything about him.
Well, have you broken up that silly meeting?
Well, not quite, but it won't be long. You can help us if you will.
How?
Well, we want a little information. Do you know a fellow named Freddy Cantor?
Freddie Cantor?
Or maybe it's Teddy. It's one of those names that sound like it belongs to a college boy.
Do you by any chance mean Eddie Cantor?
Yeah, it could be that. Do you know him?
Know him? Of course I know him.
Well, what do you know about him?
Well, he's a very swell guy. He has five lovely daughters and...
Five daughters?
Yes.
How many sons?
No sons.
Oh, just five daughters?
That's right.
Gee, wouldn't you think he'd try taking from a different doctor?
Maybe the doctor had a contract.
Oh.
Why did you want to know about Eddie Cantor?
Well, his wife, Ida, wants to join our club.
Ida Cantor in your club?
Yes.
Gracie.
Hiya, George. Hi, Gracie.
Hello,
Bill.
Gracie, here's the welcome song for Ida Cantor. I just finished writing it.
Oh, good.
You want to hear it, George?
Oh, no, thanks. I've got a water friend of mine. He's going to be hit with the club. I'll see you later.
Well, come on, Bill. The girls are waiting.
Okay.
Girls. Look who's here. Bill Goodwin. Well, that's not much of a reception. Come on. Give him a real Beverly Hills Uplift Club welcome.
Oh. Gosh, Gracie, you know, I've always wondered, and now I know.
Know what, Del?
How Betty Grable would feel on a battleship.
Oh. I don't get it.
Well, never mind. Girls, I have that song you wanted, the one to sing in honor of Ida Cantor. Would you like to try it out?
Oh, yes.
Okay, well, come on. Gather around the piano.
Oh,
now, quiet, quiet, everybody. Here we go.
Ida, sweet apple.
Swan's the new white floating soap that gives you mild, pure suds. Takes one swish to wash a dish, and it's great for washing duds. Because Swan gives you heaps and heaps of baby gentle lather, sure it makes gobs of household jobs quicker for mither and father. And Swan is mighty kind to your hands, as pure as the finest Castile. Why, it's just the soap.
Oh, Bill, don't you think the song ought to say a little more about Ida?
Oh, well, it's all about Ida from now on.
It is?
Oh, sure, Gracie. We even sing about how Ida goes to the store to take advantage of the sale many dealers are now running on Swan soap. Buy three bars and save. You really save, Ida.
Well, I don't know. I'd rather not put that in the song, Bill.
Well, okay, Gracie. I'll leave it out.
Oh, all right, girls. All together on the finish.
Because we love you, Ida, please,
go to your dealer.
We love you, Ida, please,
do. Buy three and save.
We love you, Ida, please, do.
Look for the green wrapper with the white swan on the front.
We love you, Ida, please,
do. It's a mild and a pure.
This is Paul Whiten. 17 years ago, I commissioned Ferdy Grofay to write the Mississippi Suite. And from it comes one of our newest song hits, Daybreak. Here it is, with the six hits and a miss.
Never get the daydreaming of you.
George has just arrived at Eddie Cantor's house to warn him that Ida is joining the Beverly Hills Uplift Society.
Yes? Oh, hello, George.
Oh, hi, Eddie.
George, come on in. Come on. Sit down, George. What's on your mind?
Well, I'll tell you. There's a club. Oh, by the way, is Ida here?
No, she hasn't been home for 4 days.
4 days?
Oh, it's all right. She's just out shopping for a pound of bacon. Go ahead, George. What were you saying?
Well, you know, Gracie belongs to this club called the Beverly Hills Uplift Society.
Does Gracie belong to that outfit?
Yes, yes.
You poor sucker. Any man who'd let his wife join that organization ought to have his head examined.
You know, Eddie, that's why I came over to see you. Your wife.
I know. My wife is different. But that's because I've trained her, George. When I give orders, Ida jumps. When I say to her, Ida, get your coat off this bed so I can make it, she gets it off.
You're the boss in your house.
You said it. When I tell Ida to move a chair, she moves it. And believe me, she doesn't put it back until I'm through sweeping under it. I know my...
Look, I hate to say
this. Don't be ashamed to bring your personal problems to me, George. After all, you and I have a lot in common.
Mm.
I'm in show business. You're in show business. I've been fairly successful. You've been fairly successful. I've got a certain amount of talent. Gracie's got a certain amount of talent.
Eddie, I'm going to try once more.
That's the spirit, son, and let me give you a little tip about why. There's nothing like a good old-fashioned spanking to keep them in line. I know.
You spank Ida?
You bet your life I spank her. Of course, not so much anymore. Not so much anymore. My bones don't knit like they used to.
Eddie, for the last time, Gracie's club...
George,
is...
you're a dope to let Gracie belong to that club.
Hmm.
Daddy!
Yeah, Janet?
Daddy, did my welding tools come?
They're in the closet. That's daughters for you, George. She's a welder. One's a whack. Another's a wave. One's studying to be a doctor. The other's working in a law office. Now do you see why I'd like a son? I want somebody around to help with the housework. Where were we, George? What were we saying, George?
Well, you were saying I was a dope.
Oh, yes. Now, if I were married to Gracie, I'd have her eating out of my hand. And what's more, I'd throw those club members right out of the house.
Eddie, it just happens that the club is meeting at my house right now. Would you like to come over and show me how you'd get Gracie to eat out of your hand and how you'd get rid of the club women?
You bet I would. I'll turn those girls out in 2 minutes and say that'll be a new record for me.
What do you mean?
It took me 30 years to turn out the last 5 girls.
Well, here we are, Eddie.
Fine. Now, where's that club meeting? Lead me to him.
Well, just open that door.
Sounds like breakfast at my house.
Well, go on, Eddie. Break it up.
Don't rush me.
Oh, George, I'm so glad you're home. The funniest looking little man just stuck his head in. Yeah. Oh, there he is again.
Gracie, this is Eddie Cantor.
Who?
I am Eddie Cantor.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Then you do know who I am.
Well, of course, you're Ida Cantor's husband.
Well, look, most people say that Ida is my wife.
Well, naturally, if you're her husband, how could she avoid it?
Eddie, make her eat out of your hand.
Don't rush me.
Mr. Cantor, your being here is a coincidence. The girls were just talking about you.
They were?
Yes, come on into the meeting.
Watch how I handle them, George.
Oh, sure.
Girls, please, let's come to order now. Now, you know what we were just talking about. Well, here he is.
What are they whispering? What are they saying about me?
Well, now, girls, it isn't polite to whisper things like that about our guests. Speak right up.
Gracie?
Yes, Clara?
Tell him to close his eyes. I keep thinking of a plate with nothing on it but 2 olives.
Mr. Cantor, please close your eyes.
Now, just a minute. Listen, ladies.
Gracie, are you sure his name is Cantor?
Oh, yes, Tootsie. Why? Oh,
he looks just like Mr. Miggs, the only man who ever proposed to me.
Oh, but, Tootsie, see. We all know where poor Mr. Miggs is.
Well, I thought he might have escaped.
You're killing him, Eddie. You're killing them.
Just give me time, George. Now, quiet, girls. Ladies, if my wife belonged to a club like this,
sit down, Mr. Cantor.
What?
I said sit down.
Yes, ma'am.
What a tiger.
Look, I'm going to ask you some questions. First, Mr. Cantor, your financial status. Are you wealthy?
Wealthy? Are you kidding? Look at my coat. Coffee stains.
Well, that's nice. Now, Mr. Cantor, what business are you in?
What business am I in? I sell pickles.
Oh, wholesale or retail?
I'm on the radio. I'm a comedian.
Oh, really? A radio comedian?
Well, yes.
Oh. I dude it?
I dude it? Gracie, don't you recognize me? I'll give you a hint. I'll pop my eyes out. Look.
That ain't the way I heard it.
I better pop them back. Gracie, look at my face.
As regusted?
No, Gracie. Don't you know my voice?
I got a problem, Mr. Anthony?
Look, if you knew Susie like I know Susie, oh, what a girl. There, does that give you an idea about me?
Well, it certainly doesn't. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. Wait till Ida hears about her.
No. Listen. I'd love to spend 1 hour with you. Well, Gracie?
He is a wolf, isn't he, girl?
Well,
this is amazing. He certainly doesn't look like a ladies' man.
Or any other kind.
Well, girls, you know what I always say. You can't cover a judge by a book.
George, does she always say that?
Only when it rains.
Well, girls, you've all heard and seen Mr. Cantor. Shall we vote on our new member now?
Yes,
any discussion?
Well, I'd like to say that if that unfortunate woman has to see and hear him every day, she certainly deserves some pleasure.
What? Who? What is this? What goes on here?
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Good. It's unanimous. Well, you can go now, Mr. Cantor.
Now, wait a minute. Would you mind telling me what you girls just voted on?
Oh, no, not at all. We just made your wife a member of this club.
Oh, no.
And now here is Jimmy Cash singing There Will Never Be Another You.
There will be many other nights like this, and I'll be standing here with someone new. Another fall and another spring, but there will never be another you. There will be other lips that I may kiss, but they won't thrill me like yours used to do. Yes, dream a million dreams, but how can they come true if there will never, ever be another you?
Well, when Cantor found out that Ida had joined the Beverly Hills Uplift Society, he knew that something drastic had to be done. So he sent for Paul Whiteman and me to come over to George's house.
Boys, I've got a great idea to break up this club of Gracie's. We fellows will hold a meeting just like one of theirs. Then when Gracie sees how silly it is, no more club.
Eddie, that's a swell idea.
You mean you want us to act like a bunch of dizzy dames?
That's the idea, Paul. You see, that club is really a threat to all of us. You see, fellas, we're all married men, and there's no telling whose wife will be next.
Well, I don't have a wife. I'm not married.
And we make those girls see how... You're not married?
No.
Well, have a cigar, son. Why don't you come over to the house and meet my daughter, Janet?
Well, thank you, Eddie. I'm very anxious to meet her.
He's anxious.
Come on, Eddie. Let's get started. You
have
an
idea.
Well, come on.
Wait a minute. You make a fairly comfortable living, don't you, son?
Sure. You see, I represent Swan, the new white floating soap that's as pure as the finest Castile soaps. Pure as an angel, gentle as a summer breeze.
Sounds like a good job.
Eddie, what about the club? What about Ida?
Look, George, I've been trying to get Ida out of the club for 10 minutes. I've been trying to get my daughter out of the house for 10 years. Let me alone, will you, please? What were you going to say, my son, I hope?
Well... I was just going to tell you that Swan is so pure that it's the perfect soap for bathing a little baby. It agrees with even a baby's tender skin.
Already he's thinking of baby.
Come on.
And Eddie,
yes.
If Swan is that pure and mild, well, you know it's great for your bath or shower.
George, can I use your tub for a minute? This boy is so persuasive, I feel
dirty. Look, Eddie, this is going far enough. We've got to get busy. Gracie may come down any minute.
Just one thing. Bill, my son... If you sell lots of Swan soap, maybe the sponsor gives you a raise. They do that, you know.
Well, maybe.
And Janet needs a new hat. Sell it. Sell it. Sell it. Go ahead, sell the Swan.
Well, always remember that you can break Swan in two with a flick of the wrist. Then you can use half in the kitchen for dishes and housework, and the other half in the bathroom for your hands and face.
Well, that's...
Hey, break it up, break it up. Here comes Gracie.
All right, I'll talk to you later, son.
Mm. Now, remember, boys, we've got to be a bunch of dappy dames. We've got to make Gracie break up that club.
Okay, stop gabbing.
Okay.
Hello, girls. I thought you'd... Oh, hello, boys.
Boys, you all know my wife. Let's give her a real big club welcome.
Thank you, boys. What are you all doing here?
We're about to hold our club meeting, and we're delighted to have you as our guest. And Gracie, you watch. We conduct our meetings exactly the way you do yours. Don't we, boys?
Well, oh, yes. Yeah,
Boys, please come to order. Paul Whiteman, you're always whispering. What is it now? What do you want?
Well, if you must know. I was telling William that with this rubber shortage, I don't know where to get my girdle.
Well, girdle and no girdle, just pull yourself together. Now, as your president, it is my privilege to open another meeting of the Beverly Hills Downtrodden Society.
Oh, thank you.
Now, I'm going to read the meetings of the last meeting. The last meeting, the minutes of the last meeting is as follows. Of the Beverly Hills Downtrodden Society, it was held at the home of Mr. Paul Whiteman. Mr. Whiteman prepared a delicious light luncheon for four, but as usual, he ate it before the other three arrived.
It's no wonder all the boys call him Mr. 5x5.
Oh, five.
Oh, he started it.
I did not. He started it.
You started it.
You started it.
Why don't you two make up?
Well, if he wants to make up, let him say A.
I won't say A till you say B.
All right, B.
All right, A.
Boy, please. Please, fellas, please. Remember our guest. Gracie is liable to walk out of here disgusted and break up her own club. Won't you, Gracie?
Well, no, I think your meeting is wonderful.
Wonderful? Well, don't you think it's kind of silly?
Well, our club was a little silly when it started, but look at us now.
Eddie, more minutes, more meeting.
Leave it to me, George.
Well, boys, back to the minutes. Mr. Goodwin made a motion that our next meeting be held outdoors on the corner of Hollywood and Vine, but the motion was voted down.
It was very mean of you, too.
Well, we older boys saw no reason why we should get rheumatism on that windy corner just because Mr. Goodwin likes to watch the girls getting on streetcars.
Oh, I never have any fun.
Oh, you do, too.
No, I don't. Cross-pack.
I am not.
Boys, please, boys. Fellas. Gracie, you'll think we're a bunch of old silly willies.
Oh, no. Well, I can't believe this club has just started. You boys sound like you've been doing this all your life.
Eddie, it's no use. We're not getting nowhere.
Don't worry. We'll break it down.
All right, boys. We'll now hear a financial report from our treasurer, my son, William Goodwin.
Oh, let's hear the report.
Thank you.
Well, after the last meeting, I started for the bank with our club fund, $15. And in front of the Palladium, a gorgeous blonde said, how do? I said, how do? Gene Krupa's music was wonderful, and the club now has 83 sets.
Believe me, if I do say it myself, this is embarrassing. Now I know Gracie won't want to have anything to do with our club or any other club. Will you, Gracie?
Well, you mean your total assets are 83 cents?
Yeah. Isn't that awful?
Awful? Well, that's 80 cents more than we've got.
Eddie, it's no use. I give up.
Not me. I've got one left I can't miss. We'll close the meeting by reciting the pledge of the Beverly Hills Downtrodden Society. Now, all together, boys.
Oh, Downtrodden Society of Beverly Hills, we are thy sons.
Eddie.
Paul.
George.
And Bill.
When business is good or when business is rotten, we'll always be faithful and true and downtrodden.
Gracie. Gracie. What are you crying about?
Oh, George, that was the most beautiful thing I ever heard.
Well, that does it. All right, Gracie, stop crying. Stop crying. Look, Gracie, we staged this whole thing for you. This club is silly. We don't know how to run a club, so we're breaking this one up. Does that give you an idea what we want you to do with your club?
Well, it certainly does.
You see, George?
Thanks, Eddie.
We girls will be glad to make you boys members of our club.
Wait a minute. You can't do that. We're men.
Well, don't worry about it. We'll make you all honorary women.
Oh!
Well, I have just a second, so I'm going to suggest that you start using Swan for your dishes. Use it because it gives you all the suds you could ask for faster than you'll get them from any floating soaps. Sure, but use it too because Swan is so easy on your hands. It's got to be. It's purer than the finest Castiles. Believe me, money can't buy a purer soap than Swan, and that's a proved fact. And now, Gracie?
Oh, well, Bill, I'm sorry we're a little late, but good night, everybody, and thanks, Eddie.
The makers of Swan, the new white floating soap, join George and Gracie in inviting you to tune in again next week, same time. Remember, Swan now brings you two of radio's top shows. George Burns and Gracie Allen every Tuesday night, and Tommy Riggs and Betty Lou over another network. Now till next week, this is Bill Goodwin saying, well, I, Swan, how about you?
Try Spry.
You'll find the baking you turn out fluffy and light. Try Spry. You're sure to hear your family shout, what a delight. For cake, pies, donuts, a thing to fry. Try Spry. What's that you say you're going to try it today?
Why, sure.
Try Spry.
This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.